This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The 28th of March. Let's see, Jennifer, this would be the last Wednesday of March 2018, right?
That would be the last Wednesday of March 2018, yes.
Yes, it would be. And so
you know how you like to check them off your jail cell.
Oh, gosh. It is funny. That's a very funny image. I do kind of picture Doug scratching onto a brick wall. Roman numerals.
There was a fellow worked at the post office here in Framingham who had a big calendar next to his desk. And he X'd off, he had X amount of time before he could retire. And he used to X the days off and then put how many hours it was in each day before he could go play golf. I always found that as a kid pretty interesting. The people would spend their lives in that much disdain for what they do. But I suppose if you do the same thing all the time every day, that you would do that. We do not do that here. This is the DJV show where every day literally is a different day, a treatment on things that are happening in the world from our perspective to give you something to think about. Jennifer Horn is here to do that. Kara Schillen is at the control in our main studio in Washington. And Victoria Keelan is here with a first look at the things that are trending.
Well, Chrissy Teigen, who, of course, is known for her own things as being a Sports Illustrated swimsuit model, but she's also the wife of John Legend, and she is pregnant with their second baby. Well, she had some fans on Twitter and Instagram kind of worried about her when paparazzi snapped a picture of her. She's very, very pregnant. She's, I think, due within a month, and it looks like a man is aggressively running up to her to grab her. And so when the paparazzi snapped that picture, of course, they put it out all over social media, and her fans instantly said, "Chrissy, were you attacked? What's going on?" It turns out the guy was actually just a really good Samaritan. Chrissy was distracted by the paparazzi and apparently almost walked into oncoming traffic. Wow. And this stranger saw this pregnant lady kind of wandering into the street and actually saved her. So she ended up thanking him on social media and setting the record straight, saying, "No, I was just having a pregnancy brain moment, and this man potentially saved my life." So that's one good Samaritan story.
That is a good story, yes.
And one of the most bizarre celebrity stories that's been going around for the last couple days, and it keeps building and building, is apparently Tiffany Haddish, who is an up-and-coming actress. She recently hosted SNL. She starred in Girls Trip. She's very funny. She's kind of a rising star. She gave a new interview with GQ and mentioned that she was at her first big celebrity party, and it was hosted by Beyonce and Jay-Z, when an actress who apparently either was drunk or was on drugs or something, went up to Beyonce and actually bit her in the face.
Ooh. Ooh.
And so hashtag who bit Beyonce has been trending for the last like two straight days. And of course, Tiffany wouldn't say who the actress was. She didn't want to get into that. But then Chrissy Teigen and everyone else started speculating who the actress was. And it turns out it looks like it's an actress named Sanaa Lathan, and she's been sort of in bit parts here and there. Some you might recognize her. Wait, bit in parts.
She's in bit parts.
Yeah, you might recognize her if you saw her. But now that's the big controversy. Beyonce's people will not say anything. They don't want the story to go any further. And but Sanaa Lathan has actually tweeted that she didn't do anything, and if she ever did bite Beyonce, it would be a love bite. So, but that's the latest on this. This seems to be the story that will not go away. Everyone, of course, protective of Beyonce's face, wants to know who bit her. But apparently Beyonce told Tiffany Haddish, "Tiffany, let it go," because Tiffany saw it happen, and she said, "Let it go, don't worry about it, this girl's on drugs, she's not normally like that." But so she was obviously partying on some sort of Molly or something. But, yeah,
Molly,
who bit Beyonce?
Molly
is like, it's like ecstasy, but it's stronger.
Stronger?
Yeah, MDNA is what it's called, and they call it Molly.
Really?
Yeah,
how does it made? Do you know what it's in it?
I have no idea. I don't do that stuff. I have no idea. It's some sort of chemical thing that club kids started taking.
Yeah, it was just some kind of party drug that was really big at, like, festivals and clubs in the last few years.
Yeah. Huh. So that's probably what she was on.
Is it cheap or expensive? What is...
I honestly wouldn't even
have
a
clue. I think you're asking the wrong crowd here.
Yeah, yes, well, that's good. Thank you.
We have good girls on this show, Doug.
Yeah, we have good girls.
We don't know these things.
Yes, we do. Good girls do know. Ba-da-bum-bum. Remember on Monday we were talking about the 2020 census set to ask respondents whether they are United States citizens. Mm-hmm. Apparently the committee in Congress that sits on these things, when I say sits, I hears information or decides to act on these things, had a quick meeting on Monday or yesterday, I'm not sure which it was, to see if they could get this taken out. And the Commerce Department, the Commerce Committee, met with some people in the Commerce Department and Secretary of Commerce Wilbur Ross. Apparently all of them have determined that they took the statement out, and they determined that reinstatement of this question on the census is necessary to provide complete and accurate census level data. And so the decision has, as a result of what happened on Monday and Tuesday, now has brought a legal challenge. And Jennifer, guess what state will be first in line to sue the Trump administration over this decision?
Let me scratch my head up.
Oh, wait a second.
It's warm and sunny.
Right. And full of
lots of avocados.
Crazy. Although in this circumstance.
Lots of crazy coconuts.
you wouldn't normally get me to get onto the same page with these guys, but I'm with them. I think this is not the thing to do. It's not the way to handle the situation.
Why?
There are lots of ways that are in the law. The problem is in California, everyone's resisting the law, and so that makes it more complicated to find the people who ought not to be here. There are
stories. It's a basic question that was asked on our census for years and years and years and years. Are you a citizen? Yes or no? And I think it's really strange. If you have the guarantee that this is not ICE coming to your door asking this question, if you're doing this for information, it surprises me that the progressive leadership in California doesn't want to know this because it helps them develop programs. They love getting people on programs. It helps them develop programs with a more realistic approach to who's really here legally, who's here not legally, what they need to do. I just don't understand why this has become such a huge deal.
Well, I don't remember if it is something. That was something else I was going to bring up. Thank you for bringing that up. I didn't remember ever seeing this on a census survey that I took.
Oh, yeah. It was there for years and years.
Was it really? Well, it's up and down and sideways. I also noticed that California was in some other rarefied air, and I'm now trying to remember. I read it on the plane last night.
The Sanctuary City lawsuit?
Well,
or
no.
Sanctuary State lawsuit?
There was a story about one individual. There were two individuals. One of them was a father who had come to this country with his family 20-some-odd years ago, and apparently he didn't do things legally. If you're here, the children of these families become American citizens. But he wasn't a legal citizen. So his child is due to graduate, and they said, no, it's too bad. You got to go back to wherever you came from. There was that. And then there was a story of a fellow who came here from Guatemala, I want to say. He put on the uniform, not one, but two tours of Afghanistan and one of Iraq, and he thought that was enough to get him into some kind of status so he would stay here. Apparently, ICE doesn't agree with that. And if you wear a uniform, see, I think this is completely wrong.
Yeah, but see, this is interesting, and
you know,
I did
story?
See this. Yes,
yeah.
And the reason, it's not just that he, you know, it's there's more to it. It actually, there was, and I forget exactly what it was, maybe Jen, you know, but he has a felony conviction.
Might
be drugs, or it was something else. I don't think he's a violent criminal or anything like that, but I think that there was a felony drug conviction, and that's
so
really
they
what
say,
sealed the deal.
Here's the question, and it's a rhetorical question because maybe we don't have to go down the street. I just want to know whether you think in those two circumstances, those men should stay or go. The guy in the service has a felony conviction. Why did he get into the, how did he get into the service if he's got a felony conviction?
Maybe I think after he got out. And look, I think that if you're in the service for this country, that you should probably automatically get citizenship. But
yeah, me too.
If you are a convicted felon, I have a real issue with that. I don't care if it's a drug crime or not. If you know that you are not supposed to be here, then you should be watching yourself to make sure that you are not violating the laws of the country.
Yeah.
And I think it's really silly that we keep putting ourselves out there trying to defend people that are pure illegally breaking the law in that manner and then coming here and doing things that don't fit in with our legal system. To answer your question,
yeah.
And this is not always popular with conservatives, it's not always a popular answer with liberals, I think that people who come here and who are here committing crimes need to go back, absolutely. Really, no questions asked for me. Once it's done, once you're convicted, you're done. But I don't want to see people rounded up out of their homes. That's just ridiculous.
I just trying to get a sense here.
What if we had a program? It's kind of interesting thing, though, talking about the Army vet or whatever branch of the service he was in. What if people came here and offered 2 years or 3 years of service in one of the branches of armed service in exchange for a green card or...
Well,
whatever.
I think that's one of the issues that we're talking about. Yeah, I think that would be very reasonable.
No, but that's not a thing. You can't come here and say, hey, can I join the Army in exchange
for... No, but they're talking about it, actually.
But that's what I'm saying.
Are.
That might be something that would be good.
Yeah, it would be. All right, good food for thought. 18 after the hour. This is the DJV show.
Next. You're holding up the line, ma'am.
What did you say?
You're next in line for the water slide, ma'am. Feet forward and enjoy the ride.
Okay, dearie, this does look fun. Whee! Oh, you melted me! I've melted!
The Wicked Witch of the West on a water slide? Surprising. What's not surprising? How much you could save by switching to Geico.
See what you've done! Oh!
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Hi, it's Jen from the DJV Show. Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 855-432-4886 now. That's 855-432-4886 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, a newspaper article, a legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can make your online search results look their best. Call 855-432-4886 to learn more or visit ReputationDefender.com/Doug.
Hi, welcome to the Pier 1 Spring Dining and Easter Sale.
Oh, thank you.
There's some amazing deals here on Easter decor. Beautiful spring dinnerware, table settings. Now, if you have any questions, please ask someone who works here.
I'm just shopping.
Oh, table runners, come with me.
A lot of people are getting caught up in the Pier 1 Spring Dining and Easter Sale. Right now, get up to 30% off dinnerware, drinkware, dining tables and chairs, and Easter decor. Give your home that unique look you want for spring and save up to 30% now at Pier 1 Imports through March 31st.
Hey guys, it's Victoria from the DJV Show, and I've been on the radio for a while now, and even though you can't see me, having a white smile is still super important. Like you, I want that bright white smile, and even though I don't drink coffee, I do love red wine, and that can definitely take its toll on your smile. Over the years, I've tried a lot of teeth whitening products. Those whitening strips can take 30 minutes to an hour to work. Well, guess what? There's actually a really quick and effective solution to a bright white smile. It's called Power Swabs, and it works in 5 minutes without messy strips or trays. Power Swabs is clinically studied and uses a patented tooth detergent and whitening agent to lighten stains in just 5 minutes. You snap, swab, and smile, and in 5 minutes, coffee, smoking stains, red wine, it all starts to disappear. Power Swabs remove stains on natural teeth as well as caps and veneers. Try Power Swabs by calling 800-208-1797. Tell them you heard it here and get a 50% discount off the retail price. Dial 800-208-1797.
Thank you.
fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 33 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. That's BEST 33 to 443-443.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
There was 57 channels and nothing on. 57 channels and nothing on.
23 after the hour now on the DJV show with Jennifer, Victoria, Kara. Jen, Jen's about to go through the television news. Right now, it's news. It's what's on tonight in reality. I didn't watch any. Well, excellent. I watched TV on the plane, and I saw a couple of things. I came to a conclusion looking at some of the things that are being offered by these secondary networks or the cable or the Netflix-ish kind of programming that's on Showcase. And so I find it extraordinarily violent. Most of the things are weird, strange things that would never make it on commercial TV for sure. But whether it's the content, the thing, I don't mind crazy stuff, but this is really crazy stuff, a lot of it. Has anybody noticed that, or do you watch any of these Netflix shows? And they have, Bill Pullman is in a, and I forget what the name of it is, but he stars in a police drama, and also with Jessica Biel. Is it Jessica? What's Biel's? What's Justin Timberlake's wife's name?
It's Jessica Biel.
Jessica,
yeah.
Okay. She stars with the Pullman, and there's this weird cop thing. This woman's trying to slam her.
Yeah, it's The Sinner. I heard that. Doesn't it start with her, like, killing someone randomly on the beach or something? I don't know. I saw these interviews with her.
Yeah,
where it was like,
but
this,
it's so
this violent
dark,
show that
Kara.
She's never been in before.
It's just so dark. Those things,
I thought that was like a mini-series. I didn't think it was a whole
I don't
show.
Know. But it's just,
it looked too weird for me, though. I'm with you, Doug. I didn't want to watch that.
There's a lot of that stuff. Anyway, that's my observation by losing around. I only watch that stuff when I'm on the plane, but it's just sort of... It just some of the stuff is just weird. Okay, Jen Jen, what do we have tonight?
Well, we've got the season premiere of The Americans on FX. That's a critically acclaimed show. Gets a lot of awards when it's award
it's
season.
Pretty good show. It's an interesting
show. So that'll be back tonight at 10 o'clock on FX. The season finale of Grown-ish is happening tonight on Freeform. That's at 8 o'clock. Empire is back on Fox. This is their mid-season premiere. That's at 8 o'clock. Suits... Without Meghan Markle, also back, mid-season premiere, 9 o'clock on USA, and ICE on the Audience Network. That's their season premiere tonight. As far as some of the new programs that you can see, ABC has a fresh block of comedy programming. The Goldbergs is new. A brand new sitcom called Alex, Inc. premieres tonight at 8:30, followed by a new Modern Family and a new Designated Survivor. On CBS, you'll have a brand new Survivor. That's the reality competition. mission.
And somebody who tries to survive but dies. That's another joke.
That's right. Without Kiefer Sutherland. It's a survivor without Kiefer. Yeah. And then that's followed by a new SEAL team and Criminal Minds. CW has a new Riverdale ladies and a new life sentence. And following the mid-season premiere of Empire on Fox, they have a new episode of Star. NBC rounds things out with The Voice. Their blind auditions continue. And actually, this is the best of. So if you've been missing The Voice, you'll be caught up. It's a two-hour catch-up show tonight at 8 o'clock, followed by a tribute to Andrew Lloyd Webber at 10 o'clock. Tell your gay best friend.
All right, musically, other than what's on Andrew Lloyd Webber's plate, there is some news from the country world. I was talking to the ladies about watching a story of George Jones and Tammy Wynette on the plane coming back last night. I didn't see anything about Dottie West, so here we have to make up for that. Dottie West, who passed away, has been inducted into the Country Music Hall of Fame. The induction of Dottie West has been a rallying cry for fans and fellow artists. This whole issue has been going on for years. Her daughter, Shelley West, was in attendance in the hall's rotunda when they named Dottie West, was announced as one of the three new inductees into the Country Music Hall of Fame. This is pretty much the most exclusive club in country music.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, isn't it? I think it is.
Sure.
Announcement as the honoree in the hall's veteran performer category comes after years of lobbying by a lot of people who think she should have been inducted. Fans wrote, "You can't imagine the doors Dottie West knocked down so scores of young female singer-songwriters could walk through behind her. She did it in a good old boy era. It wasn't readily going to let the girls in, but Dottie would have none of that. She was a brilliant songwriter, gifted singer, entertainer with sharp, keen eyes for young, upcoming talent. Among other things, she's credited as discovering several young artists who went on to be stars in their own rights." So, Dottie West gets what's coming to her, in a manner of speaking. I'm sure that, speaking of Tammy Wynette, she's in the Country Hall of Fame, isn't she? I think I was thinking of some of the others. Okay. Oh, we've taken care of that. Thank you. 28 change. Let me separate that, Doug. 28 and change past the hour.
My world is made of blue sky.
The intention of consequences is to teach. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. We have a tendency to minimize the pain we cause others and maximize the pain they cause us. When we mess up, we think, what's the big deal? I just made a little mistake. But when others mess up, we think, how could you? How dare you make that mistake? I would never. And we go on deluding ourselves that our mistakes are much more acceptable than other people's mistakes. As a parent, this can play out in you being much harder on your children than anyone was on you. But I expect more from them, you say. Great. Expect a lot. And give that much more understanding and patience to them. They deserve you giving them my four C's. Choices, consequences, consistency, and compassion. And for more on those C's, check out my book, Zen Parent, Zen Child. For more on parenting, catch me on my new show, The Secret Life of Kids, premiering March 16th at 9 p.m. on USA Network.
Listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Bitcoin is losing crypto market share to other digital currencies. Bitcoin's astronomical rise has led to the creation of numerous competitors like Ethereum, Ripple, and Litecoin, which have also seen massive gains in value. According to Quartz, Bitcoin made up 85% of the crypto market 1 year ago, and today it has fallen to 36%. Remember, the only way to win in the casino is to take chips off the table. Call Miles Franklin at 866-485-4346 and let us show you how to quickly turn your Bitcoin into the 5,000-year-old safety of precious metals. Miles Franklin can quickly convert your Bitcoin to precious metals with one phone call at 866-485-4346. That's Miles Franklin celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Fast, easy, safe, and convert your Bitcoin into gold with one phone call.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
After the hour on the Tuesday, wait a minute, this is Wednesday. Did I say it was Tuesday before? Or say it was, no, I said it was Wednesday, the last Wednesday of the month. Hooray, if you're into that. Next, well, we've had, let's see, Passover is this Friday, right? Starts this Friday, same day as Good Friday. It's Ash Thursday or Mon, no, let's see, Ash Wednesday is how Lent starts. And then it's Maundy Thursday is before Good Friday, which is before Easter, which comes after Palm Sunday. Everybody got that?
Got it.
Mm-hmm. All right, so it's good. I guess we can move on then. Jennifer and Victoria and Kara and Doug here with a focus on the a couple of things, actually, that from a serious slant makes for an interesting conversation. One of them has to do with the Russian diplomats who've been tossed out of NATO. So now 25 different Western governments have booted Russian reps, and the folks at NATO decided they'd do that too. So 140 Russian diplomats have been ordered to go back to Moscow, by governments all across the Western world. And NATO said they're going to dump seven of them. And apparently there are a couple of other holes, so they now only have 20 delegates that are allowed at the UN instead of 30. This, according to Secretary General, says it sends, quote, a clear message to the Russians that there are costs and consequences for their unacceptable and dangerous pattern of behavior. So the Russians have said nothing about any of this. That's why everybody says, okay, you're guilty because you don't defend yourself.
The Russians said they didn't do it, but then they also said that they were going to vow revenge on the United Kingdom and on the United States because and all of the other countries that kicked them out.
So what
obviously
is their
it
revenge?
Matters.
What is
I don't
their
know.
Revenge?
But if you don't care that they're kicking diplomats out, then why would you care about getting revenge? It doesn't seem to add up.
No. Also at the UN, Nikki Haley says that the UN ceasefire in Syria that failed was because Russia enabled the Assad regime. And so that event marks a time of shame for the Security Council. Council meeting, but the this, you wonder a little bit. She pointed out in her condemnation of Russia on the floor there yesterday. She said that they were all aided by Bashar al-Assad, the president of Syria, in his efforts to retake the last areas held by the rebels. Security Council ordered a 30-day break in fighting in Syria without delay, but Syrian forces ignored the order. Aid was not allowed to get into some of the really horrible areas, and Assad's forces pushed into areas including eastern Ghouta, which is where the Russians are, and that's close to Russia, I think, anywhere, Russian territory. So one wonders, I think on Monday, we haven't heard very much, not much going on in the Middle East. I guess I got to eat my words after that, because apparently the Russians are still at it with Assad. 1,700
well,
people.
State.
It's a client state.
Right. Russia is Syria is a client state of Russia. This is what is so dangerous, and I don't know that a lot.
You want to define that a little bit, Jennifer?
Well, they pay Russia for protections and things. So Russia watches over Syria, which is why people were going crazy when Trump and Rex Tillerson a few months ago were talking with Russia. Well, it had a lot to do with Syria, not necessarily about making a plan for the next election meddling scheme or whatever it was going to be. Russia right now, and this is what makes it really dangerous, has their hands in North Korea, in Iran, and in Syria. And so everybody is wondering why Trump isn't coming out so, you know, hard against Russia. Well, if you notice what his administration is doing, his administration is coming out hard against Vladimir Putin and Russia. Trump himself is not. And for me, who kind of understands what Trump's doing, it's a little bit of good cop, bad cop. And the message being sent by the administration is much tougher than we saw from Obama, just about as tough as we saw from the Bush administration. And then you have Trump, who's kind of going, okay, well, I still want to keep these relations up. I want to smile in Vladimir Putin's face because he knows that he needs to leverage them in all of these three, probably the three hottest spots on the globe for us right now.
The hottest spot, is this
for sure, Syria, Iran, and North Korea. Other than as far as military action goes, you've also got China in there, and Russia also has relations with China. So it's really interesting how these powers have all found their ways to like weave in together, and it's kind of, I don't like to be the fearmonger girl, but it is a little bit scary when you consider this relationship that's been built between all these countries.
Well, but what do they gain? They're taking a slice at a time. I saw something, I can't put my hands on it right now, that suggests by the year 2050, things won't change much in the world order. There have been some people speculating in the last few months that China would become more powerful, if that's the right word, more influential than America by 2050. We'll be second on the totem pole, and the Russians don't seem to be playing in that game, and maybe part of that is...
They don't have the economy.
No, they don't. They don't have any...
They don't have the money. That's why you see them doing these stupid little things.
Yeah.
They're not stupid, but you see them doing election meddling, and you see them swiping poison on the door handle of some nemesis of his. So that's... Because those are the things he can afford to do that disrupt and cause chaos.
Yep. All right, so there's that. Let's get to... That's just almost the Russia's definition of sport is doing that sort of thing. Let's get to some of the real sport news. Jennifer has an update on the Oakland A's trying a new strategy with fans from teams that are coming into town. So what's the...
Well, specifically, their crosstown rivals, the San Francisco Giants. And I say go for it, Oakland A's. Who likes those San Francisco Giants? There are rivals, too, on the Dodgers. According to a news release, Jane Lee of MajorLeagueBaseball.com said parking at the Oakland Coliseum will cost $50 for Giants fans, but only $30 for Athletics fans. However, any Giants fan who yells "Go A's!" At the parking gates will be charged only $30 to enter the Oakland Coliseum. So you have to violate yourself if you want to save $20 on parking. The two teams will play an exhibition game in Oakland before finishing a three game homestand at AT&T Park in San Francisco to close out spring training. Perhaps the biggest test will be whether Giants fans will betray their team for a $20 discount.
And so how do they get away with this? How do they...
Because it's fun, and they're going to probably just charge people $30 anyway.
Yeah, whatever. Right.
But if they did really stick to this, though, Jen, here's the question, and this was against the Dodgers, would you betray the Dodgers to save $20?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely not.
No.
I'd rock my butt into that game. I'd park somewhere else.
I think you would.
Sunday night, as I was dozing off, I was watching the first game being played this year in Dodger Stadium between the Angels and the Dodgers. Did you see that, Jennifer?
Of course.
Yeah, right. And kind of, it looks like they're warmed up, ready to go. Doesn't the season start supposedly someplace tomorrow?
Not supposedly someplace. For the first time in Major League Baseball history, every single team will play tomorrow. So it's Thursday's opening day for everybody. Typically, it's staggered, and you have a few teams opening on a certain day, and then another set of teams opening another day. Everybody plays tomorrow, and that's historic, so that's kind of fun.
All right. I didn't know that.
Opening day everywhere. It's like a holiday.
Our new friend Big Poppy told us that.
Big Poppy, that's right.
As long as he's been playing, he had never seen that happen before with the schedule.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Sister Jean giving her blessing for Loyola to license her name and her image, etc. Victoria, what's this all about?
Well, it took 98 years and 7 months of living for Sister Jean Dolores Schmidt to be asked the question, is it okay if we license your name and image? But that is exactly the question that Loyola Chicago officials posed to her. And the reason for it is there are so many companies who want to license things related to Sister Jean. She has been pretty much the biggest story of the March Madness this year. And so when the conversation happened, Sister Jean, who serves as the chaplain of the basketball team, said that she trusted the school officials to approve whatever they wanted to approve. She didn't want any of the money or any compensation for herself. Instead, she is going to split all of the Sister Jean bobblehead profits are going to go... hilarious. They sell for more than $300 on eBay. So
really?
Yeah. The school realized, okay, there's something here. Huh. And so they're going to split the profits between the Loyola Athletic Fund, which is what funds the program's athletes, and then the other half of the proceeds are going to Sister Jean's Sisters of Charity of the Blessed Virgin Mary. So she's going to be splitting that. And actually, Twitter officials said that Sister Jean was the most tweeted about person for the first 2 weeks of the tournament. Not a single player or celebrity, anybody else. It was Sister Jean.
Uh-huh. All right, here's the story of Vincent Provenza, 16 years old, experiencing his Kevin Costner moment after a thrilling day of wiffle ball in his friend's backyard. He came home, looked at all of the weeds and the brush and the poison ivy in an empty lot in Greenwich, Connecticut, and turned to his friend Justin, who was the same age, and said, "If we build it, they will come." After 3 weeks of clearing brush and poison ivy, scrounging up plywood and green paint, digging holes, pouring concrete, Vincent, Justin, and about a dozen of their friends have managed to build a new place for them to play in some kind of a wiffle ball league, which I thought was interesting. They modeled it after Fenway Park. 12-foot-tall green monster out in the center field, American flag by the left field foul pole, lots of signs for Taco Bell. But guess what happened? They didn't ask anybody who owned the land and could they really do this. So a bunch of angry neighbors and their lawyer and the police and some official from the town and the tree warden have brought them into the city council to answer for creating a dangerous nuisance, a liability nightmare. They have usurped green space, unpermitted special use on the property devalues the neighborhood. So these people, now these youngsters who are seniors in high school, they want to get ready for the spring season, have their own little league. People, some of the adults of these children thought, oh, this is great because they've had so much fun doing it with their creative. Nobody got, they didn't have any money from anybody. They just figured out how to do it on their own. But they didn't ask. That's true. They did not ask. It's town property, and so the town has come in and said we have to close this down because there are issues of traffic and drainage. And then some of the parents said, well, can we come up with some kind of a compromise? And they're trying to issue, or they're trying to come up with a way to address those issues. But, how do you handle something like that? When the youngsters get all excited about it and there's an empty lot and nothing's being done there. We see these lots all over. Well, you don't see them in California, but you certainly see them here. You don't see them in New York either, but you see them around where I am. A lot of empty land. It has brambles growing all in it, and people throw trash. There's a place downtown Framingham called Cedar Swamp, and that's what gets there. All this crap, and so people clean it up and want to do something useful with it, and the town says, nope, you're not licensed to do that. You don't have our authority to do it, so you can't do it. I thought that was kind of sad when I saw that. It's kind of an outrage.
Well, in New York City, at least, any type of patch, if there's a little patch of asphalt that's open, yeah, becomes a skate park or whatever.
Right.
So kids are always going to do something with it,
mm-hmm,
right? But I think building a baseball field is like the least troubling thing that someone could do.
I would have thought.
Right?
Cleaned it up. Yeah, right, exactly. All right. Food for the 12 before the hour here on the DJV show.
It's 3 p.m., and you just ran out of ink. You have a report due end of day, which is 2 hours from now. You can't push the deadline because end of day means end of today, not end of tomorrow day. What now? Go to your local Staples store. Staples has a huge selection of ink and toner in stock and at low prices every day. So you can get your ink fast for less. End of story.
Ulta Beauty's 21 Days of Beauty is here. With new beauty steals every day, it's beauty's biggest event, which means it's also beauty's biggest makeup bag makeover event. And beauty's biggest, is that price real, event. And beauty's biggest, well, you get the point. At Ulta Beauty's 21 Days of Beauty, every day is a new chance to get up to 50% off our most loved brands, like IT Cosmetics, Tarte, and more. But the event ends April 7th, so hurry in to binge on beauty only at Ulta Beauty.
Are we ready to open next month?
I think so.
You think so?
Well, it's complicated. Fire protection, first aid supplies, uniforms, safety training, match services. Oh, and restroom supplies.
So uncomplicated. Call Cintas. They'll handle all of it.
Wow. One company can handle all that? That's not very complicated.
So, you'll be ready?
Oh, we'll be ready.
Oh, I'm ready!
Learn how Cintas can help you get ready for the workday. Visit Cintas.com.
This is Ricky from Banyan Hill. You like freedom? I do. You like money? I do too. If you like freedom and money, then you're going to love Freedom Checks. You see, over the next few months, an estimated $34.6 billion is up for grabs to anyone who stakes their claim. Yep, you heard that right. $34.6 billion. To get all the details, just go to www.AmericanFreedomChecks.com. Thousands of people are already lined up to cash in. Take Doug, for example. He's a 46-year-old from Joplin, Missouri, who's set to get a check for $24,075. And if Doug can do this, I've got a hunch that you can, too. But here's the thing. If you want the chance to grab your full fair share of this $34.6 billion payout, you must have your ducks in a row by May 1st. So don't wait. Get over to www.americanfreedomchecks.com before May 1st. That's www.americanfreedomchecks.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
After the hour, it's Tech Talk time here on the DJB Show with Victoria taking a closer look at whether or not we have too much technology. That's part of our conversation. And Apple is also helping students a new iPad thing. Let's get to the this story about the technology world. Is it too much? And should we slow things down? That seems to be what one person is saying, Victoria.
She's not alone. Her name's Belinda Parmar, and she, a few years ago, founded Lady Geek, which is a company and a blog that helps promote women and girls getting into the technology, different the various fields and computer coding and things like that. But a lot of people who helped found different Twitter and social media and things like that, a lot of the former co-founders have been very vocal lately about they think that they created a monster. And they're having a crisis of conscience, really. And Belinda Parmar is just the latest one to say, you know what, I think that we went too far. And so now she has started a brand new mission to help parents regulate technology exposure to their kids. Good. In her own home, this is someone who was a tech, she was called the tech goddess. Yep. In her own home, she has a safe where all of her technology and all the family's technology goes when it's not a designated time to use iPhones
Good
and iPads
her.
And things like that. And it
Good.
Goes into the safe and that's it. And so she said technology has taken parents out of the control of being parents. And she said, I can't compete with a video game and that level of dopamine that it gives kids. And she said she started to notice her own son didn't want to eat with the family anymore. He didn't want to do anything except play video games because it wasn't as exciting as playing the video game.
Yeah.
And then she said that what really set her off was a friend of hers, 12-year-old son, started showing signs of being addicted to video games. And at first, everyone kind of shrugged it off. He wanted to stay in the basement all the time. He just wanted to play video games, didn't want to do anything else. He ended up in a psychiatric institution because he just was so addicted he wouldn't even go to school. So 75% of people aged 25 to 34 have said that they feel that they use their phone way too much. So it's... we're all kind of getting to the point now, where we all realize this is an issue. So Belinda Palmer's new website and campaign is called thetruthabouttech.com. It offers practical tips for parents, and it's a space for parents to go, and not just parents, but if anybody feels that maybe their boyfriend or their husband is too into tech, or their wife, then it's a place where everyone can go and get more information and help set some guidelines. And she specifically said she is furious with Reed Hastings. Now, that name you may or may not know. He's the CEO of Netflix. Last year, he said that Netflix's main competitor was not Amazon Video or YouTube. It was sleep. And she said that made her furious that brands are wielding that much power over people.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. You got to take it back, folks. You're the parents, not your children. You're in charge, not your children. All right, let's get some more technical news here, and then we'll round up the latest from Apple.
The Geek Out.
The ever-elusive good night's sleep is never helped out by the other person that snores. Recently, we told you about Bose's upcoming in-ear noise-canceling buds, but another company, QuietOn, is building a similar device focused specifically on blocking out the sounds of snoring. The Finnish company design fits into the ear comfortably, stays there, even as the wearer turns while sleeping. The 20-hour battery powers a signal processor aimed at the sound frequencies of the snoring, which is a unique approach. The QuietOn sleep earbuds will cost $240 and should start to become available later this October. I have links to the story of the QuietOn earbuds on Twitter at The Geek Out.
Want an easy way to see if you can save money on car insurance? GEICO gives you three. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Go online to geico.com or stop by the GEICO office nearest you. Three ways you could save 15% or more.
All right, so what do we have from Apple today, Victoria?
Apple says they're fighting to take the classroom back from Google. They revealed an updated, faster iPad that works with the Apple Pencil, which typically is on the high-end new iPads. But now, CEO Tim Cook and his executive team, they went to a high school in Chicago to demonstrate how these new lower-end iPads, or lower-priced iPads, really, how they're going to work. They're a 9.7-inch device. They'll cost schools $299, whereas for the regular consumer market, they're $329. And the storage model for the students has 200 gigabytes of storage, so they can do bigger art projects and things like that. Standard models only come with 50 gigs. So the biggest selling point, of course, is the Apple Pencil. And it previously only worked with the high-end iPad Pro, but now kids can use it, and they're only charging $99 for the Pencil.
Yeah. Well, but again, there's a conflict between that and what the lady said earlier on, making it so easy to get at all this technology. Now, let's pull the plug for a while. 59 past the hour, DJ V Show.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.